Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Monday 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Oh, we have a guest, another guest. Please raise the chair. Hi. We are live on the Facebook, I think, or in a moment we'll be. Anyway, but I will continue to talk to our listeners. This is one of the shows that is on Mondays for the last 7 years. Yep, I'm on this chair every Monday, then feels like family here for sure. Show is about people with an accent, or we are putting accent on very important events, issues that people have around. But today, I really feel like I'm surrounded by family. We have a lot of people in the studio, We have our segment with Peter Vrubel and his cuckoo liquor. And Peter,
cuckoo.
Yes, it's a grown-up show. Yeah, we even have tiny little Nazdrovi, Gesundheit, feel good, everybody. Tryouts. This is something so delicious. It's just chocolatey, Danish chocolate with a really good alcohol inside. And you can pour this to your stomach or on the top of the ice cream
on your stomach.
To the coffee. You can really enjoy this really sweet, smooth liquor. And yeah, I know, Peter, you feel like in home probably here already.
Of course.
Closer to microphone, yes.
You want me to start talking about how good it is.
It's a very, very good alcohol. But what I love also to have Peter here, because he brings very unusual artists, friends to the show. And today, of course, first and foremost, we have new person who is first time on LA Talk Radio and Accent On. But we have also Władek Juszkiewicz, who is a friend to this show from the beginning. And Władek Juszkiewicz is a director of Polish Film Festival LA,
Los Angeles.
And we have, of course, so much to say because it's 3 weeks before...
It's coming, the 17th of October is opening. So
17th of October.
Already,
gala,
weeks, yeah.
Red carpet, Egyptian theater, 600 people, food, cuckoo liquor is there too. Amazing amount of films, shorts, interviews, gorgeous people, gorgeous ladies, great clothes. It's like, again, family, 600 people family, because it's 19th year.
19 years. Yeah.
So we'll be talking with Władek Juszkiewicz, who will tell us what's new. And we want everybody who wants to come and be a part of the festival to listen carefully, purchase the tickets, come for the gala, support the festival. Doesn't mean you don't need to be Polish. Everybody speaks English there. Films are in English too.
With English subtitles, if not in English. So.
Yes, and you will make friends. The next year, this will be your yearly event. You will never miss this beautiful event. It's just gorgeous. Okay, and then we have somebody that Piotr Vrubel brought to the studio for the first time, and I was so surprised because your guest speaks Polish too. What is your name? Closer to microphone, if you may say yes.
Robbie Gordon.
Robbie Gordon. That's like a very artsy name. I like it. Mm-hmm. And if I can describe first and foremost the look that you brought to the studio, your glasses. Everybody, hopefully Facebook can see this. One is a circle, one is a square. I never saw glasses like that in my life. Mm. Already says artist, artist, artist.
I designed those, and if you'll see also different color here and different color on the side, everything is different.
And this is,
and this is matching this outfit. I have glasses for each outfit.
Oh my gosh. We cannot really see the tie that you have on you, but it's this hand-painted tie and is ready to be purchased for $250. But artist made this tie and is unique. Everybody will have different tie.
Different one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and you also have a jacket that is also painted by you. Yeah. But really, really...
And the shirt also is painted.
I don't want to undress you more, but somehow I believe that...
Go deeper.
Everything on you is really very
underwear and socks.
Very good, very good.
But if you can describe in two lines... who you are?
Well, I'm called the Hollywood artist.
Okay.
I'm an artist in Hollywood. I'm also the founder of the Hollywood Sculpture Garden. So we have, my place is set up as a gallery. It's called the Hollywood Gallery. It's 3,000 square feet of art everywhere. People that were there can tell you. It's all painting, furniture, clothes, everything is made by me.
Oh, we need to go and see this
go.
Place. Everybody.
We have a reception on the 21st of October. If you want to do a dinner party, it's with Atlas Obscura. It's an organization that brings artists there, and you have to pay them a fee, and then the artists will talk. If you want to be more frugal, you can come from 2 to 4. The Atlas Obscura is from 6 o'clock or 6:30, but we have from 2 to 4 before an opening just for the people that are here for the show. And you can come just for free, and you can see there in the different sculptures. There are 60 sculptures all around. And to see the art, the clothes, the ties, the furniture, everything that you can... That
and
you can imagine.
And this is all you or many artists?
Well, in the Hollywood Gallery, which is my place, it's all only me. But outside, we have more than 60 sculptures by now, and it's 18 different sculptors, and it's constantly growing and growing and growing. The advantage of going in the evening with Atlas Obscura is that we have also a light show.
Okay.
That it's special light that turn different colors.
Do we know how expensive is the event
for
people who are less frugal?
$50.
How much?
$50.
Oh,
and
that's
good. And it's including some refreshment and drinks. And
how many people do you think can fit in this
place? Our event, maximum we had 170 people at one time. But Atlas Obscura usually get 40 to 50. They don't want... more. So I don't know. Last month they had 40 people, but we had more people that came in too. But there is enough place because the sculpture garden is quite big. It's a whole hill.
Okay.
My place.
You can wander.
Yeah, they can wander.
And then at 11 at night, people have these big lights and trying to find the guests.
Yeah. Well, there is a lot of different
sculpture, and
you don't even know. Yeah, look it up, HollywoodSculptureGarden.com, and you will see all the sculptures and all the lights, etc. But it's really, and there are landing area to go around, and it's a hill between two streets.
It's an unusual event.
Yeah.
I love it. Very artsy, very cool. Lights and food and art. And and you, again, 21st October. And if some people want to find out more...
Go to Atlas Obscura for the evening and Hollywood Sculpture Garden for the afternoon.
Wonderful. And of course, people can probably find you on the
Facebook.
Under your name. You tell us?
Robbie Gordon, artist.
Amazing.
Robbie Gordon. Or you can find it under Hollywood Sculpture Garden, and there is the event already. I think I have to ask my assistant, but I believe that it's already, this event is already on Facebook too.
Wonderful. And of course, everybody who wants to go to Accent on Facebook, I have all of us there. And links are there too. And then people can learn about your bio. Very cool.
Very
description.
Good,
who you are and how you paint.
Yeah,
and,
LA Magazine wrote about the Hollywood Sculpture Garden, that it's the best sculpture garden in Los Angeles. Maybe they exaggerated a little bit.
No.
It's good enough.
That's the truth.
That's the truth.
And that's
okay.
The truth.
It's different. It's different. People, I'm sorry. You're looking.
Okay. We hear right now voice of Karen. Karen always is coming here. No, it's wonderful because you also are coming once a month with your husband. You're a businesswoman. Your husband has an amazing, amazing company that we are trying to bring to our listeners because we are talking very important things when it comes to estate planning and very real human life issues that I'm learning and I have no idea what to do in my life. I'm so happy to be your friends because I have a daughter and I need to just find out what I can do to secure maybe my dying moment or her livelihood. I have no idea what, but it's true. You know, we need to all think about this. But today you are here for a very special reason. This is something that is very important that people need to know. And it's only this month or three more weeks that really people need to act on something. I don't want to explain. I will give you microphone. Maybe Piotr can give him and let both of them or Jerry. I learned Jerry. In the beginning you are Gary Jerry, but you are Jerry.
Jerry
King. Then can you tell us the name of your business first?
Lots is of Gerald Kane, but today I'm a VA accredited attorney. We've been coming on the show, I guess, for the last 3 or 4 months, and Lona's become a great friend and family. But we were here last week, and some of you may have heard the announcement about the veterans news that happened, that for millions and millions of veterans, after October 18th, they may be unable to get veterans benefits as easily as they could before October 18th. So we're trying to get the word out, tell as many veterans as we can, surviving spouses of veterans, anybody who cares for a veterans. We all love our veterans, and if you're listening, you're a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, we thank you for your service. And you deserve these benefits. These benefits have been around for probably over 100 years. They're available to help to pay for, you know, care needs, long-term care, in-home care, or just to make your life a little bit better in some cases. And for millions of veterans, after October 18th, it's going to be much, much more difficult to obtain these benefits for millions of veterans. So, you know, now's the time to give us a call at 818-905-6088. To find out if you're going to be affected and get on our calendar right away because, you know, there's quite a few veterans who are on the fence and our calendar's already starting to fill up from those veterans who are on the fence thinking about it. And we want to make sure that we can take care of you. On another quick note, we did talk, I think, last week about our upcoming presentation, which is tomorrow on special needs planning. So if you're a parent or grandparent and you'd like to learn more about how to take care of your child who has developmental disabilities, come out to Manufacturers Bank at 16255 Ventura Boulevard, Suite 101, I think it is, their conference room. But you can register there at specialneedsseminar.com. And I know it's last minute, but we do have room. So if you'd like to come and, you know, spend an hour and a half with us. It's 11:30 a.m. tomorrow.
And we'll feed you. Oh.
Did you order lobster for me?
But
if you pay for it, you order.
last Monday we had Jerry here, and you gave me 10 questions that I was asking you. They were very well organized, and we really spent almost 30 minutes to give people the explanation, the most that you could, and I think you did a marvelous job on this topic. Then, if somebody cannot come for whatever reason or just wants to learn a little bit more before they will book conversation with you over the phone or maybe come and visit you in your office, please go to LA Talk Radio, Accent On, scroll down to archives. You can listen, download the show. You have all the information, phone numbers, everything is there. Or, of course, if you go to Accent On, you can see live show from last Monday, and you can see Jerry and Karen and myself. But like I said, I love it. He always comes and brings me smart questions that I couldn't ask, you know, of course, because I am not an expert on the topic, but really beautifully, logically explain what need to be done and how important these things. And we're talking about children and parents' needs when you have somebody, I'm talking children, but somebody who really needs attention because mm-hmm. of their health reason. Then, but coming back to pitch, pitch the tomorrow again. Where is the place?
It's at the Manufacturers Bank Building in Encino, 16255 Ventura Boulevard. You can register at specialneedsseminar.com. And also, forgot to mention, as far as the VA pension is concerned, give us a call, 818-905-6088. Doesn't cost you a thing to call us to find out what you need to know. So give us a call, and we'll chat with you on the phone.
And if you listened back to our first 4 months ago meeting here, and that's why Jerry is coming, you know, to talk to us, because he's so passionate about everything what he's talking about, and he has a reason why he's so passionate. But I want people to listen to our show again. They will understand that it sometimes is very personal with you. And in this topic, when it comes to veterans and children, especially children, or something that's very, very personal with you, and you are the right person for sure, both of you. Because
you,
of course, Karen is always by your side. Like I said, they both share the business. Okay, lovely. We did something really good for
Can
everybody.
One thing?
Closer the microphone.
Just something that I think you forgot to mention, that if they call us and say that they heard us on LA Talk Radio, then they will get a free consultation.
Wow.
And the consultation, if they come in, will be at no charge.
I'm coming for free consultation. I heard myself on this radio. Okay. But yeah, thank you so much for that. And of course, we'll see you on October 8th?
8th
again. And we'll be still talking about veterans, because we have like 5 more days before the, I think, on the 30th.
10 days.
From October
18th is the deadline.
Okay, then we'll be having 10 more days that we really need people to know, to act on that. Okay, then I'm like running back and forth, but I just love it. Władeczku, Mr. Director of Polish Film Festival Los Angeles, is here with us, and hopefully he will be every Monday, because we have this amazing event, 19th years. Is all on your shoulder. I know you have a lot of people helping you, and they are like your friends and family too. Without them, you couldn't do probably nothing. But without you, nobody will do anything, I think.
Well, you are helping very much too. You know,
my heart is in the right place, and I think most of people who love you and love to be Polish love how great everything develops here as a culture, and how you steady every year making this event a bigger, better, grandioso, and makes us to wait for this day. That's your personal, really, really, for us, is like must be big satisfaction, you know.
It is, but the bigger satisfaction is when people are coming and enjoying the the event. And as I said, you have to be Polish to come to the festival.
And we have a sample. Yes, obviously, you know, they're not Polish.
Oh, do you?
Some little Polish in you. But yes, Karen and
it's very
Jerry
often happened that
here.
People are coming, coming out, I mean, about the ancestry. Yeah. That there are some roots in Poland, and first, second, generation. Really? And when they don't talk about before, when they come to the festival, they
make
open themselves
proud.
And that we are Polish, and the people who are coming sometimes they see the film for the first time.
I think people know the Polish cinematography is very, very original, strong, and people, I think, know the names of a lot of Polish cinematographer and movie directors, or they maybe don't even know, but more and more they're learning, oh, this person behind the camera is Polish. This actor
is
Polish.
This is the place to learn, and we are building a segment of a festival called Polonika, which is people who are outside of Poland and produce or direct or act or compose films work on films, and the list of people are growing from year to year, and probably because we don't know about everybody, and then people will hear about it, and they again coming out and showing
staying that forever.
They are here, and there are American films, which like this year, last two Polish composer which composed the music to the films produced here, so it's getting better and better,
louder,
and the Polish films made in Poland, it's the occasion to see the films. Of course, you know, the internet, etc. People said, oh, I can see there, but it's not the same to see film on big screen and be in the crowd and talk about it and hear that people eating popcorns
loudly. Karen doesn't like loud chewer, then be careful, people, if she is around. And I agree with her, we need to be peaceful and quiet, you know, in the movie theater.
At opening, we don't open the stand with popcorn, so don't worry.
Pierogi.
Would be, yeah.
People are satisfied when it comes to food and cuckoo liquor. Yeah. And this is a tradition. We are talking about the gala. Then if you can take us, Władek, for the schedule, how the schedule will be this year. The date is?
Start is on 17th of October.
Wednesday.
With the Wednesday, with the Egyptian theater, was red carpet.
What time?
At 6 o'clock, red carpet. 8 o'clock, it's the official opening. What we do differently than other festivals, we present awards at the beginning of the festival.
I love it.
The jurors watch the films before the festival, and we have the verdicts, and they announce and they present the awards in the feature categories, short film, documentary, animation, and others awards. This year we have Jane Kaczmarek receiving an Artist of Polish Heritage Achievement Award, and Robert Forster will be getting Amicus Polonii, which is Friend of Poland. So we're trying to bring those American people closer to us. And during the opening, we will be screening a movie called Squadron 303.
It's a good movie.
Which it's a Polish-British production. If you don't know what Squadron 303 was during the war, there were so many squadrons in defending Great Britain in London from the German, and the Squadron 303 was the one who shut down the most number of German planes compared to the others, and so they were kind of dedicated, and sometimes people said, oh, we have enough about the war, etc. But it's, you know, there new generation of people coming who doesn't know things and learn about the circumstances, about what was going on. Like, you know, they were heroes and they were fighting for, they couldn't fight in Poland because the Poland was under occupation of Germany. So they went to England and then they worked there. But when the World War II ended and there was a victory parade, they wasn't invited to the victory.
Oh, but I mentioned them, yeah.
Really?
Oh. Because they didn't want to
make... Because the Stalin...
Anger the Stalin.
Stalin, Roosevelt, and Churchill. Stalin just played the whole games.
And so,
that was very embarrassing.
So I think I talk about, too, that when they was the first session of United Nations in San Francisco, and again, Poland wasn't invited. But if Arthur Rubinstein was invited to play. And of course, he's Polish, so when before he started playing, he brought this up. He said, you know, we are here, and Poland is not here, so let me start with the Polish national anthem, and then he
you played. You always can
and
find
then,
your voice
and,
if you decide
then he
to
played
say
his
something.
Concert. So this things coming up with this occasion of this kind of film, and we can talk about something more, so people can learn And try to not to repeat the mistakes which was done, which is not exactly that happened, but we have to have hope, and showing the stories from the past, bringing the to the audience and learn to the world become a better place for everybody. So. Yeah.
Then you also have very, very lucky hand to when it comes to young talents. You somehow, somewhere, because that's you. Somebody to pre-screen these thousands of films, shorts. We will be having how many?
Well, this year we have a little less than last year. Last year we have 100. This year probably 86.
No, still it's 86. I know it's 2 weeks, but 86 movies. That's a lot, and somebody needs to decide they are the right 86. And lots of them are very young, talented artists. That they start their careers here.
This is what we're trying to bring the young people here, because for them it's eye opener how the Hollywood works and how the things what carry up here. And the best way to find out it's being here, because. Listen to that, or read about it, or see. It's not the same like being present here.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned a few Mondays ago one amazing artist who was here a year ago. His name is Jonas Wiewiór, and he flew to Polish Film Festival from New York, where he received first award, I think, first award for his filmmaking animating talents, and he was here and. He was also having his movie, yes, short.
Yeah, last year was his second time already, second
and
movie.
And he was 18. Then when he came here, 18, going 19, but going on 100, because this gentleman is just so eloquent, speaking, I don't know, four or five languages, and plays piano, classical piano with this type of education, writes his own scorings to his own movies, and just got accepted to German, one of the best film school in Germany.
In Potsdam, and there was 300 candidates and only was eight seats available, and he was...
And he's our baby, he was sitting here, and hopefully he listens to us, because he now is in Germany, and I... Had a pleasure.
Not yet. He's still in Wrocław.
He's still in Wrocław. He'll be calling us. He just arranged a beautiful song for me, and I will be playing when he will be on the phone with us. And Natasha Mira, I'm playing her song, also co-wrote song with him when we were visiting Wrocław. Then we start having this really amazing relationship. And he, like I say, he's 19, you know, 19 years old.
He'll be playing at the inauguration of the academic year at Potsdam. Art school. So.
Oh gosh, you know more than we.
Because you know, when you fill the application, you write whatever you do, and they find out that he's play piano. So already,
grab him for
grab
that.
Grab him,
Jonas Wiewiór, we love you. We are so proud of you, and I cannot wait for you to be back in Los Angeles.
The young people like that. We have much more. There was a guy.
Oh
named
yes,
Ivo,
we have them
Ivo
here.
Krankowski, who. I get films from Warsaw high schools, and I watch the films, and I pick up a film which was 1 minute long, and it was his, and I didn't know who is him, and he came over here. Right now he study film in London, and so.
Oh, he's in London, Eva?
Eva is London, yeah.
Wow, he met my daughter when she was like 13, I think. Years old, and
he was here. I think he was 16 or something. Yeah. So even I had to find for him a home to stay in. I couldn't put him in a hotel because he was not yet
too young. Yes, beautiful. Yes. Oh, that's good to know that he's in London. Okay. Then right now going back, the first opening night, which is a gala, which is also raising money
it's
for.
It's our fundraising. We had. Two fundraisers this year. One was through Facebook, which was kind of successful.
Yes.
We are pitching for 5,000. We like collected over $6,000, so it was nice. And again, gala opening is our second fundraiser. So there is no ticket for an invitation, and to get the invitation, we ask minimum $90 donation to the Polish American Film Society, which organized the Polish Film Festival, and you get invitation and be part of the
red carpet, gorgeous food. Kukuli curry is there every yes. year and makes us happy, and different alcohols or whatever drinks there too. And of course, we have this beautiful evening with gala. We are finding out who won, who got what award.
Meet some artists.
Make a pictures on the red carpet.
And
then film.
And of course, there's the squad on 303.
So. And everything will be done probably around 10:30, yes. Mostly people are leaving before 11.
Depends how long is the first part.
Yeah.
I mean, how long are the speeches?
Yes, yeah. We want, yes, 3 minutes. Ding,
we
ding,
tried
ding.
To be friendly last year with the one of the jurors who was announcing animation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
He asked me how long. I said 2 minutes. And I think he was at least 10, even more.
Yes, yes.
He gets the van.
He was very unusual.
Talking about that he created new film, and he was just saying that all the story, which was fun, and I think people generally enjoyed. But consequently, the film started later and then ended later. So we're trying to squeeze, but at the same time we're trying to be friendly to people. So
of course, and after this the beautiful day, like I say, 600 people seats. I think the theater is around 600.
Yes, about 600.
Mm-hmm. Then really is almost always, if you don't like to say sold out, but is filled.
Yeah, we're trying. Please, but we don't want to be, squeeze too much.
Yeah. Where is the place that people can, who listen, go and still maybe read about festival order tickets?
Or polishfilmla.org.
And you can also
polishfilmla.org. And find the program is already there.
Yes, beautiful poster.
Poster, but I'm talking about program. It's already for whole 9 days. Because we start screening on the 18th at the Norhol Emily and Santa Monica.
And that's a 10 days almost, yes?
Nine days.
Nine days.
And we're screening at the USC, we're screening at the Long Beach and Helada Gallery.
How much tickets cost for students?
For students, is zero.
Please. Free.
For this students, all screenings are free. For screenings of documentary and animation, short films are free for everybody, but features included for the students.
And they're also meeting with actors, directors.
There are Q&As after the
screenings.
It's
just really, really cool for young people who love movies, who would like to learn a little bit more. No money involved. Great place. Not like you need to go far away, drive. Mostly everything is a kind to. Could you repeat the places that screenings are?
It's Lemley, Noho.
Everybody knows this place.
And Lemley Monica Film Center in Santa Monica.
Genius.
So two places where we screen during the week, two films a day, and then during the weekend, 5 films Saturday, Sundays.
And if somebody is studying filmmaking or not only at USC, they can also go there.
There will event on the Thursday, Friday before the weekend, and they will be screen some films, and the composer which make the music to one of the films, he will be playing there too.
Wonderful
performance. So.
Beautiful, and I know that you both are like brothers, Peter Vrubel and Cuckoo. Liquor is always present. I don't know if from the beginning, but for a few years that I remember and enjoy this drink. This is like beautiful relationship that this festival and Cuckoo Liquor has with the culture and meeting the people, right people who enjoy and wait for this drink to appear again.
Exactly, especially Cuckoo is Polish family recipe, so it's perfect on Polish Film Festival.
Yes.
So I can have a chance to talk about the family recipe, then how it's made and how it's used.
How to drink.
Yes.
Can people come and purchase? Because, we still this alcohol is just a magical, appears and disappears. You are very, very popular in many Hollywood events, and not only, because in San Diego, in Chicago, you are like the hardest working person promoting this alcohol, but also people know how to get in touch with you because they already had a great event when alcohol was present, and that's how even you both went to another event, and that's where Peter was, and I said, oh, that's my friend, you need to go and try it in Opiot. Then it's just amazing how all this works. But for anybody who listens to our show and has some type of restaurant or unusual bar or looking for unusual drink, I think they can contact me or contact Peter Vrubel, and we'll connect you both. I know the Tom Tom is a restaurant, the beautiful bar is already open, and then I think you need to really call them, because they probably need to know about this alcohol. But what's new? What you were doing yesterday, day before, and after? You had something to do with veterans too. I know you're supporting this cause. I just love you people. We're so good. We're so nice.
Yeah, it's good to be connected tomorrow. It's
where are you going? Yeah.
Tomorrow I have an event. It's a back event. It's a business association group, which, you know, all my friends, it's like a family. It's about a cancer charity. So it's going to be a lot of people, and a lot of people from veterans groups. I know a lot of veterans, already mentioned to them about charity. So I'm going to have a chance personally talk to them and squeeze the hand, because I sent some messages. I see people are busy, but yeah, it's a great event.
You need to give them business card. Did you give
Peter
business cards? Yeah, you know, just connection. The first connection is the hardest in life, like that too. And then life is just beautiful, because we are here. I know people are wonderful. People want to help each other. People want to make a change, you know, and change starts from us. I know 19 years ago, I cannot even imagine Władysław's idea of putting this amazing festival came to the fruition. How this happened? Did you wake up one day, woke up and like 19 years ago, yeah, I will be doing festival and it will be in Egyptian theater?
No, exactly.
Not like that?
It happened that film has the very universal language, even if it's a different language, but if you put subtitles there, then it's universal. And if I was trying to do something which will be universal to American people, to Polish people who don't speak Polish, who does have Polish roots, or speak little Polish, and they want to learn something about history and about, you know, what happened to their ancestry, and this is it's come out, and people were of course looking at me like, you know, Polish Film Festival in Los Angeles, you know, what for? But if you look right now, back then there was less of them, but right now is over 300 film festivals in Los Angeles. So if we didn't start 19 years ago, we would be kind of behind. And right now we are not behind, because we are one of the more recognized festivals, national festivals in Los Angeles. So it's good.
Congratulations, but you must be so tired. I know that the last, I don't even know, because when it's film festival, you always are so calm. You know, when
if you're
here.
Tired, drink cuckoo.
Oh, hello.
It's a chocolate and spirits, you know, makes you feel good. Antioxidants, and the best spirits goes great, you know, to your body and your veins. And with cuckoo, not only you can drink, you can paint with cuckoo.
Oh, gosh, yes. You see, yes.
We skip
we have like this beautiful 3D paintings, which that's what you really love to do, and that's exactly. Your angle. And could you describe the art that is in front of you?
Well, one of the events that Peter came to, he said to me, what can we do else with the liqueur?
The cocoa
liqueur.
So I said, for sure.
So I said, for sure. And I have several studios in my place. I have one floor that complete studio. I have studio outside. I have studio garage. I have said, let's go to the studio downstairs. We took I said, we need a strong canvas. So we looked for a wooden canvas. And he wanted it to be 3D. So we put some molding paste. And I mixed the molding paste with the cuckoo liqueur, and painted a bit and put some varnish on top, and we created the a painting, and it's here. Whoever,
how much did you drink when you?
I don't need to drink. I can do everything with drinking or without drinking.
No, but that's inspired by. Yeah, you by Korean. Yeah, inspired. Yeah, inspire.
But I wanted to, and this is the background is the chocolate, and it shows
lickable.
Lickable.
So you can lick exactly. It. Yes.
Yeah, and that is actually, if I'm already talking. I wanted a few other things to say. We did mention the event on the 21st of October, but there is another event that I'm very involved with on the 20th of October, which is the day before. I'm supporting a lot the artist community in LA. I'm on the CAFAM, the museum. I'm on the board, and we have a gala on the 20th of October for the Cafe Museum in LA, which is across from the LACMA. And we'd like to invite you there. It's also a fundraising for the museum. It's at 6:00. And we would love you all to come. There will be also food and drinks. And you will see also artists and art that will be shown there. So this is on the 20th of October.
Where is the place?
It's in the Cafe Museum, which is across from the LACMA on Wilshire Boulevard.
Wonderful. And people who listen and watch us, they can also come?
Come. Is this open? Anyone. Yeah, it's open. It's a fundraising. Tickets are $250.
Whoa.
But it's worthwhile because it helps the artists, it helps the museum, and we do a lot. I'm also, as I said, a trustee on the museum. I try to help a lot of artists myself. In the Hollywood Sculpture Garden, I have people who constantly work there, artists, and some of them are volunteer, some of them are full-time worker, because just to keep the Sculpture Garden, we have a lot of people that just to maintain it. It means you come and see it, but it's a lot of work just to put everything away, to rebuild it, and to put to install new sculptures. So we have at least 2 to 3 people every day working, at least 6 days a week.
It's changing so much.
It's from week to week. You come and you see
it.
I
was like 3 weeks ago, and then he's like, I'll show you this. I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
so many
very interesting
things,
idea.
Yes.
But you are also a friend of Polish Film Festival. I saw you a few times.
Yeah, I love the for Polish because I spoke
Polish.
Came from Poland. Yes.
You are in LA how many years?
A long time.
But you were also in Israel. Yes.
Yeah, I was born in Israel, but we spoke Polish at home. I've been a few times to Poland.
And Karen, you are born.
Yes, she was born.
It's like multi-language. It's so beautiful. Here we speak in Polish. Here I was calling English to my daughter, and she talks to me. And then you both were talking Hebrew. You know, it's like just you speak no Hebrew.
No.
But you speak probably Russian.
We spoke a little bit of Russian.
We were singing in Russian in the car in the front of the building.
We can sing now again.
But this is, this is people how this starts.
It's
just the gatherings. Yeah. We really in LA are afraid of gatherings. I think people are distance. But when we get together, it's like the bestest time ever.
Yeah.
Then let's again, say on the 20th, you have charitable
events. Charitable for the Cafe Museum.
For the artists. On the 21st
is mine. And anyone is invited to both events. And if you want to see something special, just call us or go.
Do you remember phone number by memory?
Which one?
Anyone that will get people to purchase something.
949-861-1709 is my phone number. And then Cafe Museum, you'll go on the website. Cafe Museum also have an auction that's already online for art that artists donated, and it's really interesting thing. So go online and, I'm sorry?
Does Cafe stand for something?
Yeah, it's for the California, for the Folk and Craft Museum, Craft and Folk Museum.
You, Piotr, you have a tomorrow event, then you were just talking to us, and it's also a charitable event, and it's helping children with cancer. And
with the cancer, it's in La Valencia Hotel in La Jolla. It's a very nice place, and it's going to be a lot of people.
Jerry has tomorrow very important event. That's what we do. That, you know, people,
people are trying to
tomorrow
help
again.
Each
where
other.
Is the place? Please tell us where people can come for the.
Tomorrow it's at the Manufacturers Bank Building in Encino. The address is 16255 Ventura Boulevard. It's in the first floor in the Manufacturers Bank Conference Room. You don't have to register. We'd like you to, but to register is at specialneedsseminar.com. That's where you can find us and register there. And we'll look forward with chatting with you tomorrow and giving you a little bit of background about special needs planning, the importance of doing it before your minor child becomes an adult.
Before it's too late.
And,
before it's too late, before an issue arises. And
it's a free event. So
no
you sign up, there's no charge.
And a week ago, we had 10 very good
we'll
questions.
We'll feed you
that,
and free kookaroo.
Yeah. Oh, if after
that
18 or 20,
that might make it.
The next
be cuckoo language.
That might make it,
and
make
of course,
it more interesting.
Coming back. Coming back to our guest, Władek Juszkiewicz, who is coming every year and bringing amazing artists to us, and we are hoping that every year this festival will be even bigger. I don't know how you can really make this bigger because it's already so big, but we have on
we can make bigger together. It's because sometimes people are telling me your festival is our festival.
It's true.
I'm not doing
but
this
we are also
myself,
raising
so.
Money. I know not only people who come to festival, they help. We are raising money. You are raising money. But some people just cannot come. Please, you know, we are talking culture. We are talking roots. We are talking international, really, really expansion. And the right message is given to young artists, same with you, you know. Then, if somebody feels like this is the right things to do, please connect with Polish Film Festival LA.
PolishFilmLA.org.
Again,
is there.
PolishFilmLA.org. And please donate. Any amount of money will be the right amount of money.
And you know, as you hear about this, some things are free, so just come and see the films.
And just support, yeah, support the art, support
there, yeah.
And be like international in LA, because we all think that LA is it. But really, world is so amazing, and world is knocking to LA doors, and better people who live here, they respond, and please want to do this, please do it. And join us on the red carpet. Date is?
October 17th at Egyptian Theater. Start at 6 o'clock and goes till
you
midnight.
Do not need to be a Polish. I will say 50% of people are right now friends of this festival. They maybe have some roots, and some of them, no. They just come because they love it, and they stay every year and just bring more and more people. It's just a beautiful event. Something else that we forget about today, you will be next week, hopefully, with another guest from Polish Film Festival.
I'll try to bring some filmmakers who lives here in Los Angeles, or they are Polish, or work with Polish filmmakers. So this is something that they could talk about. How to work with Poland.
And today we were not talking too much again about liquor, cocoa liquor. Everybody, you need to try this one. How people can get in touch with you or just buy this beautiful, magical, heavy bottle filled with amazing chocolate and alcohol. And it's just so delicious. You cannot drink too much of it. Then it's a really safety zone. To have this bottle is there, but you know, you are like, after one, I don't know.
Put it on the ice cream.
This is my favorite, the ice cream. I had three girlfriends yesterday in my home. They all were in love with this one. Mm. In love.
Oh, ice cream is a perfect pairing. Yeah, ice cream, coffee, great with red wines on the side, of course, mixing drinks and the other stuff, cheesecakes and a lot of.
Where we can find you?
So
how we can find you?
The website, it's kookooliqueur.com, KOOKOOLIQUEUR.com. And then you can go on social media, and on the website you can check all locations, when you can get it, how they can send it to you online. And of course, please check us on social media so you can see the new recipes. Also, the cooking and baking. We have a lot of chefs making mole sauces with cuckoo. You can do so much with it, you know, not only cooking, baking, also painting.
Lickable art.
Yes.
Cuckoo liquor.
So cuckoo all the way.
Yeah, cuckoo. And if people want to try, next drink, that will be tomorrow. They can come, you know, to even support the event.
And of course, I invite everyone as well on Polish Festival because I'm going to make some specials. I don't want to say what it's going to be, so you have to come.
Can people purchase purchase the alcohol there?
Yes, you know.
You have lots of bottles that you can...
No, you cannot purchase at You can order.
And you can try for free.
You can try, you can order, you know. No. And of course, I see Vadek walking back and forth, so busy.
Now I know why he's
I'm
so
like,
calm.
Come on, stop by. I have a cuckoo for you.
Yeah.
Yes, a lot of. Yeah.
Three
so
more weeks.
Please come to Polish Festival Film on October 17th. I'm going to have my table with a lot of specials.
Wonderful.
I really love the Polish Film Festival. I love to see the movies, to hear the language, because this reminds me of my parents. But like people don't realize, like one of the movies that I loved last year so much, and to hear it in Polish, was the Van Gogh film.
Oh.
Yeah, the people probably saw it afterwards, not in Polish, but originally it was done in Polish. But to see the Van Gogh film originally in Polish was like really a high for me last year.
Rescreened in Polish, yeah.
It's amazing.
The film was done in English, but then they adapted to Polish. So because of the festival, so I brought the print from Poland in Polish with English subtitles.
I think Getty Museum right now is selling DVD because I went there with Natasha and we were like, wow, he's already there.
Yeah, but those are in English.
Oops, we were first. Anyway, it's just lovely to have all of you today with us. That was a beautiful, wonderful family show. And we are promoting lots of good, a lot of charitable events. We are propagating in a way and making our festival being international, because it is. It's just not Polish Film Festival. Even the name is there, but we have people from all around the globe joining us for the red carpet and being friends forever. You know, then hopefully people enjoyed the show, enjoyed my family.
It happened like that as a family. There was, when we started the festival, there was a couple, a Japanese couple, who was living in Los Angeles. And they were, for the first few years, I don't remember how many, they were coming there. And because of the family, they moved back to Japan. Since then, every year they send donation from Japan to the festival. So it is, you know, creation of family like this.
And now you were so sweet and so gentle, but telling us that you got a really nice donation this year from a very known director. Could we say the name?
Oh, it was Agnieszka Holland.
Agnieszka Holland.
This was on the Facebook. Like here, people donate during the gala because they live in Los Angeles. But when we did on Facebook, I have over 2,000 friends on Facebook all over the world. So they were sending the donation from different parts of the world. So
okay, then I think we learned something, and you too, that maybe you need every second month do this type of donation, because people want to help. I think people, and it doesn't matter how much you give, which that's a good, is how many people join us. It's not how much they give, how many people want to give. Yeah. If everybody will give $1 and we have
and
30
they
million,
give something, and
30
say, oh, I'm
million
sorry,
Polish cannot, people lives here.
You know, every dollar counts.
One Chicago will make this the biggest festival in the world, you know, if we will really promote $1 for Polish Film Festival LA. $1 from every Polish person who feels like he's Polish, half Polish, and of course friends of Polish people.
So
they will do.
Southern California will have like $250,000 even, but $1.
Then maybe next year, let's do that. Let's do one your way and another one $1. But for everybody who loves Poland and loves what's going on in Europe.
That's a great idea.
I really, really think that's a good idea.
The only one donate $1,
but you have to $1, you know. How to donate? If you donate, you mail, you post. If you
PayPal or whatever, I don't know how does this work.
PayPal, they take some money.
Okay, no, then the $1.50 and you will get $1. Whatever, I think they take very little. But I think we need to go to people's hearts. And the packets will follow. Then we just need to make people aware that it's not about how much you can give, it's how many of you, of us.
But we not only ask.
We'll love that.
Ask for ourselves. This year, we will have collecting some money for a boy who was burned, and already 4 years in surgeries, and he's still need. So we will be collecting some money during the opening for this case.
Wow.
So.
Okay, now for today, I will say we need to say Kukulikar rocks this world, and this is some type of alcohol that everybody needs to try and then will be forever probably fan. And all ladies, they scream for this ice cream and cuckoo liquor
ice
on
cream,
the top.
You scream for ice cream.
And please find a way to go to the website, and links are on my Facebook. Links are cuckoo liquor on the Facebook, and we just want this alcohol to be loved.
For sure.
It's a Danish chocolate, 100% dark and beautiful, healthy, gluten-free. I don't even know what to say more.
Cream-free, no artificial flavors, no synthetic carrots, only
63
calories per ounce.
Look at
almost, and it's almost no fat. It's 0.4 gram of fat. It's
healthy alcohol, gosh.
It is healthy.
Healthy. Okay, but you cannot drink too much. This is one little tiny thing. It's just you want more, but you don't want to really come back right away. We love you, people. Please find a way to try. And see us next Monday. We'll be having, hopefully, Władysław Juszkiewicz with new people from Polish Film Festival. And on the 8th, we'll be having Jerry and Karen back. We'll be talking about important things. And I'm so, so happy, you know, to find out more about the events that you are promoting on the 20th and 21st.
Okay.
I have a links to your bio, the links to your
whole.
Yes, everybody
it's
can
funny,
find everything.
He was talking about Japanese. My place is next to the Hollywood sign, and there is the view of the whole city. And there was a blogger, a Japanese blogger, that constantly writes about it. He came one time.
Yeah.
And then Japanese tourists are constantly coming there. And one time even somebody bought a sculpture from there, and we send it to Japan.
Wow. Okay, thank you for today. Accent on, say bye-bye and see you next Monday. I love you people so much.
Thank you.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.